Well, I just was wondering on Friday whether any of you actually saw it. Did you see it? Did you see it with those interesting looking spectacles? Did you look through, you know, did you have the little bit of card with a pinhole in and just see it on another piece of card? I did that too. It wasn't awfully successful, but it was all right. Or did you use a colander? Anyone try a colander? Yeah, did that work? Cool. Well, we were driving up past Truro Way and the fog came down, so we didn't see a great deal, but never mind. But we know it happened. Just in case you didn't see it properly. Ah, amazing. Isn't it amazing? God's creation is extraordinary, isn't it? For which we give thanks to God today and we glorify his holy name. And whether you saw it or not, it was obviously the intention of many people to come out and try and see something for themselves. Lots of people gathered in all sorts of interesting and weird places because they wanted to see this phenomena, which won't happen for a long time for us in quite the same way. And it seems to me that the Greeks who came and heard something about Jesus in the reading that I've just read to you also wanted to see not something but someone special. They wanted to see Jesus. Lord, we want to see Jesus. And that was on their hearts and in their minds and on their lips too. And they went out of their way to seek him out because they saw and heard things about him that were exciting. And they wanted to be a part of what was happening, just as people gathering on Friday wanted to be a part of it, even if they might have missed the moment. And so they went out of their way to seek Jesus out. And of course, as we gather on a Sunday, that's essentially what we're trying to do. We're trying to seek Jesus and to see him for ourselves and to understand a little bit more about what he was all about. And there are all kinds of ways that he comes to meet with us. Obviously, essentially on Sundays as we gather to worship. But every single day of our lives, he promises to meet with us and to show us his love in all kinds of ways, which is really, really important. And I've got a verse of scripture here, but it's on a big, it's on rather a large, it's very large. I'm going to need some help here. Not too many children around the place, but if they want to come out and help me, that'd be really good. If you'd like to take one end, that'd be really good. We're the wrong way round. No, we are the right way round. Here we go. Let's see what we've got here. You're going to be stood here for some time. Okay. Can we say this together? His banner over me is love. This is a verse of scripture from the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon. And it is a reminder of God's love that he places over us. His banner over me is love. His banner over you is love. And you know, we receive during our lifetimes all kinds of brickbats and bouquets. Sometimes the banner that's raised over us isn't very pleasant. Different kind of things that are said over us. This is something positive, that God actually seeks us out. And his banner over us is love. Now this scripture actually became very important to someone in our congregation who's now going to, just for a moment, just share what it meant to her. Christine. Are you all right holding that end? How are you doing, Noel? Do you need a bit of...
For anyone who doesn't know me, I, just after Christmas, I tripped over a piece of barbed wire and shattered the top of my right arm, hit my head on a rock, which gave me double vision, which was quite disturbing because anybody who came to see me had two heads. And all this, combined with the effect of the drugs that they put me on, left me quite traumatised. And I had what you'd call some nasty physical reactions to it. And in the middle of all of this, I felt I'd completely lost contact with God. I couldn't find his presence, which is what I'm used to all the time. And I was under a big cloud. And I couldn't read my Bible because I couldn't read because of double vision. And I didn't want to pray either. And Geoffrey came round one Sunday afternoon to pray with me, and as he began to pray, he started to sing in tongues over my head. And it was a wonderful experience, and I felt something happening. And this singing in tongues pierced the darkness over my head and let God's light and love through. And I remember saying to Geoffrey, I can see a banner over my head. And on the words, on the banner are the words love. Now this triggered a memory for me of Alex and I. We used to go to New Wine from 1989 for the next 13 years. And in the 1990s, we used to sing a song. He takes me to his banqueting hall, and his banner over me is love. So it was a well-known song to me. And Geoffrey and I had a hunt through the Bible and found the verse in Song of Songs. It's chapter 2, verse 4. He has taken me to the banqueting hall, and his banner over me is love. And every time I had one of these nasty physical reactions, I started to sing this song, and it was a huge help to me. And in the week following, I got a phone call from Geoffrey, and he said, I've been thinking about that picture that you had. And he said, the enemy can replace those words of love with fear, anxiety, doubt, mistrust, all sorts. And I needed to pray against those words and make sure that I had the word love on the banner over my head, which is what I began to do, pray in the name of Jesus to remove any other words that appeared. And a week later, in Bewdock Church, Dr. P, who was over there, said he'd like to pray for me. And he had a picture of an apple with a huge lump bitten out of it. And I said, that's me. I feel as if I've had a big chunk taken out of my life with this right arm broken. I'm right-handed and I can't do anything. And he said, but the pips are still there. So the seeds of hope are still there, even though you've lost a big chunk, which was good for me because I thought, yes, I've still got the seeds of hope inside, even though I couldn't feel the presence of God. And I was telling Dr. P about the his banner, the words, the picture, his banner over me is love. And he said, well, Christine, that's the verse I use all the time when I'm feeling low. And I thought, that's very interesting, because when you look at all the verses that are in the Bible, he's got the same verse as the one that I had in the picture. And I think, I now realise, looking back, that I was experiencing the presence of God, because lots of people in Bewdock and Mornan Smith, where we live, came to help us, bringing dinners and cakes and help in other ways, all sorts of other ways, which was absolutely fantastic. And it makes you realise that out of something bad, God can bring something good. Always something good can come out of something bad. And I just remember one Saturday night, because it was dark in January, I said to Alex, I think somebody's at the door. It was late. He said, nobody's coming to visit us late on a Saturday night. And I said, well, I think somebody's at the door. He went to the door, and there was a lady who belongs to a prayer group that I belong to in Mornan Smith. She had a big cardboard box in her hand. And Alex brought the cardboard box into the lounge, and it was packed full of dinners, all with all the ingredients written on and how to cook them and everything, because I couldn't do anything at that point in time. And I said to her the next day, it was like being visited by an angel, just what we really needed at that point in time that God provided.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can clap if you want to, but it's kind of... I think it's just a... just a reminder, isn't it, that God, you know, God is alive and his banner over us is love. Now, when I made this, I made it at home, forgetting that the screen actually is only that long because they cut the other half off at me. Because we were going to hang it up there, but we're not now. So, I don't know if you've ever been to football stadiums and they pass banners over people's heads. Well, that's what we're going to do. So can we have some more help, please? I need to... He's tall enough to carry this. Somebody else? Any other happy hands? Yeah, Naomi, great. What we're going to do, I think, is walk down... Oh, look at that, Alex. We're going to carry it so that it hovers over people's heads up and down the aisles. Like this. You'll have to go that way. Off you go. They'll be all right. And while that's happening... We'll sing, or I'll sing. Off you go. And remember that God's banner is over your head, and he loves you very much. While it's coming over you, it's worth just knowing that actually he replaces all the negative things in our lives with his love. So we're going to sing this song, which is going to be on the screen, as it's happening for you.